A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Developing news from Philadelphia. Six police officers have been injured by gunshots. More are being treated for other injuries in Philadelphia this evening. Just over 2 hours ago, police served a warrant in a North Philadelphia neighborhood and gunfire started ricocheting off the buildings. There was chaos in the streets. This woman heard the gunshots from her home.
I heard so many gunshots that I got scared and I lifted my window up to see what was going on and I left out of the house.
ABC's Bob Brooks is on the scene.
We first got here for about the first hour and 15 minutes. There was steady gunfire, then a break, more gunfire, then a break. It kept everyone on edge, but now things are starting to get a little bit quiet. And as the evening progresses, the sun starts to set up here. You hope that it doesn't drag on into the night and who knows how much longer, but police have obviously taken a position from where they are. There's a job being done right now, and that is to remedy this situation without further injury to anyone involved with this. We spoke with neighbors when we first got here. They say they heard no less than 100 rounds fired. I cross-checked that with a couple other people up here. That's what everybody is saying. Some say that they've smelled the gunpowder from about a block away of where we were. And then since we've been here, Rick and Shari, we've heard gunfire ourselves. We know it's been on air. I've had people texting me, asking me if I'm okay, saying that they've heard the gunshots live on TV as well. So just a horrible situation that's happening up here. Again, police have sort of taken this perimeter. At the initial start of this, they were way up into what looked like a vacant lot or a community park. They were gathered up there, and that's when it sounded like a lot. That's where a lot of the gunfire was happening. But now they've taken that step back, and it seems like we've kind of hit a standoff.
That's ABC's Bob Brooks in Philadelphia. Again, six police officers injured by gunfire. More are being treated for other injuries. People in the neighborhood are being told to shelter in place. Temple University nearby is on lockdown. Stay with us for the latest. KSL News Time 5:02. We're also following the ugly day for the stock market. When the final bell sounded, traders slumped over in their chairs looking at an 800-point loss for the Dow. The typical 401k lost about 3% of its value today. What sent the market sprawling was interest rates. Today, long-term rates fell lower than short-term rates. That doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's a sign that a recession could be coming. President Trump jumped on Twitter and blamed the Federal Reserve chairman for the drop, calling him clueless, Jay Powell. ABC chief economics correspondent Rebecca Jarvis points out the Fed chief really doesn't have that kind of power.
The Fed has power, but they don't necessarily control all of this. Ultimately, what we've been seeing here are week after week of rattled markets in light of trade, in light of this bellwether. It has been a bellwether ahead for stocks previously and for recessions. In 2007, that is the last time you saw the yield curve go inverted. And Wall Street is always looking for signals, always looking for information. This is one piece of information, as is the fact that trade with China, tariffs have been an uncertainty hanging over the market, as is the fact that around the world right now, you've seen economies that appear to be pulling back. And when you look at this full picture, you now all of a sudden have economists saying recession, that R word, ahead in the next 6 to 18 months. That's a very big issue for Wall Street right now.
As always happens when the market drops like this, some experts blame the computers. Beacon Economics founder Christopher Thorenberg says high-speed automated trading is responsible for much of the volatility on Wall Street.
When you dispense of the fundamentals and you are simply running algorithms to beat somebody else's algorithm, you've turned the stock market into a video game.
Thornburg says labor markets still appear great. The housing market seems stable. Signs of a healthy economy. Today, Wall Street warned the future might not be as bright. We'll go in-depth with CNBC Markets reporter Dom Chu coming up at 5:15. KSL News Time 5:04. The Tour of Utah bike race was almost stopped cold this afternoon. Maria Chaleos has the story.
Jeff, the Tour of Utah bicycle race got started in Brigham City, but part of the route was closed when a truck hauling ice flipped over on the road up to Powder Mountain. Now, the road was quickly cleared, and it reopened as the racers approached. Frank Zhang is with the Larry H. Miller Group, which runs the Tour of Utah.
The road is open to the resort. It's all systems go for a really exciting, extremely difficult finish at Powder Mountain today.
Ben Hermans with the Israel Cycling Academy took the tour's second stage today. The race continues every day through the Sunday finish in Park City. Developing news on KSL News Radio. Salt Lake police are giving an all clear after a suspicious package at 280 East and 6 South closed nearby roads. The police department says the investigation into the package is ongoing, but those who live in the area and were evacuated can now all go home. A fight that started on social media turned into a real-life argument. Police have two men behind bars after the social media tiff turned into a deadly shooting in Mill Creek, but investigators are still puzzled as to why it happened. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. And Paul, what about the social media posts that sparked this fight?
Well, investigators are still tracking those posts, Maria, but they do say that the victim, Taylor Calvaca, agreed to meet the two suspects outside of the Sunnyvale apartments in Mill Creek, even though no one involved in the shooting actually lived there. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Gray says they're not even sure if the victim and the suspects even knew each other at all before this.
There was some sort of dispute on social media. Why that location they met, we're not sure. Why there? We're not even really sure about what the relationship was.
Gray says one of the suspects admitted to an officer that he had shot someone shortly after police arrived. 18-year-old Alexander Ethan May, who reportedly made the confession, and 19-year-old Edgar Esquivel were booked into the Salt Lake County Jail. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:06.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays on the east side of the valley, eastbound I-80. They start as you're approaching 2300 East and continue on the east belt. It's due to a crash at 3900 South on the right shoulder. We also have stop-and-go delays now southbound I-15 from the I-80-201 interchange to 53rd South. And starting to see slowing westbound I-80 from the 201 junction almost to Lake Point. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:07. Back to Maria Chaleos.
A friend of the Dayton shooter appeared in federal court today. ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
Attorney Nick Gonaris is representing Ethan Colley, who's accused of helping the gunman get an accessory for the rifle used in the Dayton mass shooting, as well as body armor. Colley remains behind bars, but Gonaris is hoping he'll be released from custody by the judge as soon as tomorrow, saying while his client was friends with the shooter,
you know, he played no part in what the shooter did, which is senseless.
But U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says prosecutors prefer Colley remain in custody. Colley's accused of lying on federal gun forms about drug use. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
A quieter scene at Hong Kong International Airport today after days of heavy protesting there by pro-democracy demonstrators that caused major disruptions at the airport, but it's not over for some.
We will not give up. We'll just keep fighting until the last moment.
23-year-old Alice Wee has been demonstrating there today, and she spoke with ABC News. KSL News Time, 5:08. It's time now for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News at 8 minutes and 38 minutes past every hour. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Larry Hall bought an old nuclear missile silo in Kansas for $300,000. Now, what would you do with an empty missile silo buried hundreds of feet underground? Of course, you'd turn it into condominiums. Condos. For the doomsday crowd.
It's got everything that you need to spread out and maintain some semblance of normal when things outside are anything but normal.
To get to Larry Hall's survival condos, you have to go through 8-ton blast doors. You take the elevator deep into the earth, and you find elegant homes with every amenity imaginable.
12 luxurious condos exist here with fireplaces, high-end appliances, jacuzzis.
You get a gorgeous kitchen for cooking your stored-up food, diesel generators. There's an underground dog park and neighborhood swimming pool. But 15 floors underground, there's still one thing missing.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
No sunshine. These units do have windows with digital screens, but it's just not the same as bonafide sunshine. To make up for it, they have rock climbing walls, a movie theater, a general store. By now, you probably realize this is out of your price range.
And I know.
Yeah, you knew that. Did you know a 900-square-foot condo is $1.5 million? That's the smallest one. And you probably know you can't get a mortgage. Gotta pay cash up front. But if you have enough money, you can survive in style. These posh bunkers are designed to keep you safe for 2.5 years. 2.5 long years. The only thing missing is the one thing you can't find.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Traffic really tied up on the east side of the valley. It starts eastbound I-80 as you're passing 13th East, turns to slow and go speeds at the Foothill and I-215 junction. If you're continuing southbound on the East Belt, there's a crash at 3900 South, and that's been jamming up that drive. Southbound I-15, stop and go speeds from 2100 to 4500 South, heavy and slow from 45th through Midvale. Northbound I-15 also crowded and slow, Bluffdale to the south interchange, and delays on the south belt going eastbound Redwood Road to I-15. Michelle?
Well, this is a rollover crash. Northbound I-15 just passed 2100 North in Lehigh going toward SR-92. Those delays are backing up quickly, almost Lehigh's Main Street already. You're going to have to move over to the left to get past this. It's a large vehicle. Looks like it might be an RV. Now, if you're headed southbound I-15, that's also slow from 146 South down to right about where that crash is headed southbound and in Lehigh. And if you're on I-80 headed west toward SR-36, you're also filling in and slowing down, Steve.
And those earlier road closures in downtown Salt Lake City have reopened. 300 East between 5th and 7th South now open, as is 6th South between 2nd and 4th East. Southbound Foothill Drive, scatter slowdowns between Sunnyside Avenue out to 21st South. Looks like the West Side Belt filling in from Indiana Avenue up to 3rd North. Northbound I-15 delays from downtown up to the North Interchange. Then it clears. More slowdowns, Kaysville to Hill Air Force Base, especially thick between 200 North in Kaysville up to the Layton Parkway. Black Diamond Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air, delivering WOW through expert service. To schedule a Black Diamond Electric Plumbing, Heating, or Air estimate, visit blackdiamondexpert.com. That's blackdiamondexpert.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, lots of sunshine, temperatures in the mid-90s. We'll go to the low 90s for 6 o'clock, upper 80s for 7, mid-80s for 8, and low 80s for 9. Ultimate lows should be in the mid-60s under clear skies and a beautiful full moon. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
94 degrees, a blue sky in Salt Lake City, KSL News Time 512. And we go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a series of dramatic eruptions in Mexico from the Popocatépetl volcano. You can see the video of them right now on the KSL News Radio app.
Wow.
The volcano has increased its activity with more frequent individual explosions during the past 24 hours. There have been 160 passive emissions of steam and gas, a low amplitude tremor that lasted more than 9 hours, and 16 large explosions. And they're pretty amazing to look at.
I mean, you have to see this video. This is a snow-capped peak, right? And there's steam and ash. And I'm kind of colorblind, but wasn't the steam and ash orange in the picture that I just saw?
Okay, well, the picture you're looking at right now is kind of in black and white.
This is the night shot.
This is the night shot, right?
We're going to roll them a few times. So
please, and this, we should tell people, this is southeast of Mexico City, and it is North America's second highest volcano.
Thanks, Maria. KSL News Time 513. Social media calls her the dancing doctor. Her rap performances in the operating room have gone viral. But now ABC News correspondent Pete Combs reports the doctor's medical license is suspended. She'll now have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to settle up with some of her patients.
Aside from her rapping antics in the operating room, the Georgia Attorney General's office says Dr. Wendell Boutte at Premier Dermatology in Gwinnett County advertised as being certified in cosmetic and skin surgery. She's not. She's now agreed to pay $190,000 in restitution to patients, and if she continues making false claims in advertising, the state says she'll face another $680,000 in civil penalties. Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, it was like something out of a horror movie for a family camping in Canada's Banff National Park. The incident's so jarring, park officials took the rare step of temporarily closing the park. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt's joining us live. Nick, what happened?
Jeff, nightmare doesn't even come close to describing this. A family from New Jersey, husband and wife and two sons, woke up to the rarest of wildlife encounters. A wolf tearing through their tent, grabbing the dad by the arm and trying to drag him away. His wife, in the meantime, frantically grabbing at his legs. Now, luckily, a man camping nearby hears all this. He runs over, decides to kick the wolf, kicks it right in the butt, something he immediately regrets as it turns to look at him. And as the wolf starts on this Good Samaritan, the man inside the tent emerges fully covered in blood. The two start yelling at the animal. They throw rocks at it, and it runs away. So the family escapes. They get in their minivan and drive off. Officials close down the park as a safety precaution. They eventually find the animal and put it down. And I guess what they found is the wolf was in pretty bad shape. He was pretty old, and they believe that's what led him to do this thing, which wolves just almost never, ever do.
Except when they do.
Except when they do.
Oh, horrifying story. Thank you, Nick. KSL News Time, 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 800 points. That after the bond market flashed a warning sign about a possible recession. I'm Maria Chaleo.
Second, witnesses say a gunman fired more than 100 rounds during a shootout with police this afternoon in Philadelphia. Six officers were shot but are believed to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
That's going to be northbound I-15 in Utah County, where now, Jeff, we are at emergency traffic due to a rolled camper trailer RV blocking two right lanes of traffic. This is northbound I-15. It's about halfway between 2100 North and SR 92. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot temperatures and lots of sunshine. I'm Kevin Eubank.
94 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Six Philadelphia police officers have been shot on the city's north side in what the department calls an active and ongoing shooting situation where a suspect is barricaded inside a home. Audio is courtesy of Broadcastify. Two police officers tell ABC News a shootout happened during a narcotics operation. ABC's Maggie Kent is on the scene.
From my vantage point, there is a lot of neighbors now standing behind this yellow tape along with us, and they want some answers. But we've been told by police officers when we hear those shots going off to duck, to get down towards street level. I can tell you there are numerous squad cars and also parked cars that are between us and the shooting scene, so we are in a safe location.
The White House says President Trump has been briefed, and a Justice Department spokesperson tells ABC News that Attorney General Barr is monitoring the situation. The president tweeting that the economy is strong after the Dow lost 800 points today over fears of a global recession. ABC News chief business and economics correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
Around the world right now, you've seen economies that appear to be pulling back. And when you look at this full picture, you now all of a sudden have economists saying recession, that R word, ahead in the next 6 to 18 months. That's a very big issue for Wall Street right now.
The 10-year Treasury note fell below the 2-year rate, which is historically predicted a recession. The S&P lost 86 points and NASDAQ gave up 242. The woman allegedly behind the Capital One data breach says she has information on other companies. That's according to court documents. The U.S. Attorney's Office says servers found in Paige Thompson's bedroom contained data stolen from more than 30 unnamed companies, educational institutions, and other entities. A heat wave in the Southeast is being blamed for a death in Mississippi. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Turmoil on Wall Street today. So the bond market was flashing signals indicating a possible recession, and the Dow dropped 800 points. We talked this afternoon with CNBC Markets reporter Dom Chu to help us better understand what's going on.
Every time we've seen the yield curve situation, which is the interest rate differential between short-term rates and long-term rates, when that tends to move in this kind of a direction where you can borrow at less for long-term than you can for short-term, it's been a fairly reliable indicator of recessions down the line. Now, the caveat here, Jeff, is there is no reliable indicator for how long it will actually take you to get to that recession level. It could be 9 months. It could be a year. On average, since 1978, analysts at Credit Suisse say it takes about 22 months to actually reach that recession level.
Dom, that's a wonderful explanation. But if the market is up 800 points tomorrow, are we going to say, forget it, nah, never mind the possible recession? I mean, it's been so volatile, up, down, up, down.
has been so volatile, and the reason why is because there are so many conflicting data points right now. On the one hand, you have the U.S. economy, which has some of the lowest unemployment that we've seen in decades. Gross domestic product, that economic activity in the U.S. is still growing, albeit at a modest pace. It's still better than many other places around the world. So on a relative basis, the U.S. looks great compared to all of these other places. That's the bullish case for things. The bearish case is there are already so many economies around the world that are showing signs of slowing down. If that is symptomatic of a global slowdown, then the U.S. cannot avoid that, and the U.S. will at some point get embroiled in that as well.
CNBC's Dom Chu, he says, well, there might be a recession, and there might not be a recession. We'll keep an eye on the markets and the broader economy for you right here on KSL News Radio right now. Let's take a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a rollover crash, tying up traffic for Utah County drivers on northbound I-15. Two right lanes are blocked after 2100 North, but before SR-92. And that's what's causing your stop-and-go and slow-and-go delays back to the Lehigh Main Street exit. If you're past that, you're still going to see some heavy and slow traffic in Salt Lake County on northbound I-15. Draper up to the south interchange, but it's the east side of the valley where we have more unusual delays. It's all due to an accident southbound I-215's east belt at 3900 South. It's a very tight squeeze into that right lane, even though it's not blocked. That's backing traffic back around onto I-80, going eastbound all the way back to 7th East. Michelle?
Delays for drivers southbound I-15, 21st South to just past the South Interchange, then again Draper to about 2100 North Lehigh, more at Pleasant Grove. Scattered slowdowns if you're using Bangor Highway, Salt Lake to Riverton, and stacking up I-80 westbound toward Tooele, congestion back to the 201. Steve?
And slow down southbound Foothill Drive between 13th South and I-80. Parley's Way also packed in approaching I-80. It's also busy on the West Belt, northbound I-215 from Indiana Avenue up to 7th North. If you're on northbound I-15 out of downtown, scattered delays up to the North Interchange, then it clears. More slowdowns, Davis County, Lagoon to Hill Air Force Base, southbound 15 slow, Riverdale to Roy. And northbound 89 in Davis County, all jammed up, Main to Cherry Lane, and from SR-193 up to I-84. The Salt Lake Parade of Homes celebrates its 73rd anniversary, August 2nd through the 17th. Get $5 off admission by stopping by participating Big O Tire Stores. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, so how about the next 7 days? Here's your
forecast. We've got a beautiful day out there. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the mid-90s here along the Wasatch Front. Tonight, clear skies and a nearly full moon. Should be beautiful. 96 and sunny for the high on Thursday. 92 mostly sunny on Friday. A weak little front's going to nudge across the state. Drop temperatures a couple of degrees for the end of the week and the weekend. We'll get back to those mid-90s to start next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Blue sky, 94 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 5:22.